When the Kohanim bless the people, they say, here we are prepared to bless the people, and this is the fulfillment of the biblical mitzvah that Hashem says, so you should bless my people. And after they bless us, so they say, Vidui, Hashem, we fulfilled the mitzvah as you have told us, and we're preparing also to say Vidui after prayer. That's what we do in Nefilat HaPayim. We say, Hashem, we've sinned, and that's an institution of our sages, that just like Moshe fell on his face, and Yeshua fell on his face, and David fell on his face, so too we fall on our faces in prayer. By the way, it's worth noting that initially, Tachnon used to be they'd fall on the floor. But they do it straight up. But that, you have to be a great sage like Yeshua and Moshe. That's how they did Tachnon. But when they did that, they got their prayers answered. We say that we're not on the level that our prayers get answered. So we do Tachnon. We put our hand under our face so we don't fall flat on our face. We're showing that we're not falling completely.
It's because Muslims that we must... Because Muslims do such things, that we must be different from Muslims.
That's something else. You're right, we don't bow on the floor because of that, but that's a different point. On Monday and Thursday, we prepare ourselves for saying the special request that our sages institute to say on Monday and Thursday. And the person who's going to call up the coin first also says, I'm preparing myself to give honor to the children of Aaron, and that's why we give them the first aliyah. When a person gets an aliyah, he has to think, I'm preparing myself to read the Torah, as our sages institute not to read less than 3 psukim, and together total the 3 people who get an aliyah have to read a minimum of 10 psukim. And on Monday and Thursday, a person should think, when I'm going up to read in the Torah, this is an institution of Moshe Rabbeinu and Ezra Sofer. Our sages aligned it with the verse that Moshe instituted for the Jewish people these holidays, that we read each one in his set time. So when we're fulfilling a rabbinic institution, we're really fulfilling 2 biblical commandments to listen to the rabbis. And when we go up to the Torah, so we have to have in mind, I'm also preparing myself to make the blessing on the Torah as our sages instituted or as the Torah instituted. It's a machlokas whether the blessing on the Torah is a mitzvah d'oraisa or a mitzvah d'rabbanan. And the relevance of that la'alacha is, let's say a person doesn't remember whether he said b'rkot ha'Torah or not, so then there's a machlokas whether he should repeat them. Just like on benching, b'rkat ha'mazon, we say it's d'oraita, when you have a safek, you repeat it. On Birkot HaTorah, so it is unclear. There's a machloket whether it's Torahita or not, and some poskim say you should repeat it when in doubt, and some say you should not. If you will repeat it, then just repeat the one, Asher Bachar Banu. Don't repeat both blessings, it's enough to say one.